Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So I'm still doing radio, mate. I've only got the ass from the TV. But,
put moron number two on the phone.
Seriously, finish up.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Yeah, of course we feel good. Middle of grand final week. Cannot wait for the weekend, of course. And we're speaking to a couple of boys today who are very, very important to the grand final. Firstly, Andrew Imbley.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to present the Norm Smith Medal, having won one himself. And the other gentleman's name's Hamish Blake, of course, part of Hamish and Andy. And I don't know if you've heard of him, Bill. They do a pretty good job of radio and television, for that matter. But he is maybe Melbourne's highest profile fan, and he can't wait for this game either. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to see you. It's September 22. Wowee, we're nearly there. I've got some things to talk to you about Melbourne. But first of all, g'day, Ryan.
So the cricket, as
we've already done that. Yeah.
Well, come on, Rabs. You're supposed to jump in if you're any good at punting. Punting bushes, pushing buttons.
What did that bit mean?
Anyway, we'll disregard that.
But punting bushes.
Now, Jim, how do you reckon we're going over here in Melbourne town?
Oh, my God, what is happening?
Cold, windy, lockdown, no grand final, and riots and demonstrations. And then today, they reckon there was an earthquake. Jim. 5.8 on the Richter scale, if you don't mind. Epicenter near Mansfield. Yes. But a lot of people reckons it did happen. I didn't. I'll tell you what I think, okay?
What?
I didn't see it. I didn't taste it. I didn't hear it. I didn't smell it. I didn't feel it. I didn't see it.
I know nothing.
How's that
going? What was that?
How's that going?
Not really good.
That's the five senses there.
No, but Bill, I spoke to Lisa who said that the bloody light fitting in our joint was swinging from side to side like a pair of kangaroo's nurries. Like she said it was unbelievable.
She
just had a mind of its own.
She said it was kangaroo's nuts.
No, she didn't. I was just picturing it in my mind. No, she wouldn't speak like that, Fat. No, but I mean, and then I saw the vision of what happened on Chapel Street.
Yeah.
With bricks all falling everywhere. So, Bill, as if this state hadn't been through enough.
Oh, mate, spot on. And I don't know, it might be Dan's fault, but I know Ruby, who's over here in Albert Park or Middle Park or somewhere, she said she could feel it and the dog was barking. The animals pick up on it, don't they? They start barking and things like that. So,
what about you, Bartholomew? Did you get good feeling of it?
Yeah, I was still lying in bed and the whole thing, my whole building was shaking. It was quite scary. No, not like that, Bill.
Oh, Bill, look at the face on idiot Bill.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What were you saying, Bill?
I thought Rabsy might have just made the earth move.
Exercise the option.
Well, he hasn't yet. So why would he start now, Jim? But anyway, now some footy news, my friend. All right, first of all, everything all right in Perth?
Oh, I'll tell you what we did today.
Yeah, what
did
you do?
The Premiership Cup.
Yep.
We flew to Rottnest Island, which is about 12 miles or 20 k's off the coast. Beautiful place, by the way.
Yeah.
We flew there. We got off the helicopter. We had a photo taken. We're back on the helicopter flying back to Perth within, I reckon, about 17 minutes.
No.
Yep.
Hey, when you were over there, did you see any quokkas?
No, didn't.
You know what
tiny
they are.
Little furry marsupials.
isn't that supposed to be full of quokkas?
No, it is, but they're mainly around the township and we weren't there. We went out to a remote bay to have this photo taken and then came back.
It's all the quokka shit to me. Well, then what'd you do?
And then we just came back. I had big breakfast this morning, 980 or something in the Crown Towers down the bottom there.
Wow.
The city is warming up, Fat. Things are starting to happen.
Well, not here, my friend.
No.
Ballarat has opened. That is one good thing. They've opened today, which is Geelong closed, Melbourne closed. But we do have some footy news, of course, Jimmy Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the AFL Coaches Association Awards last night online.
Yes.
And the coach of the year, well done, Simon Goodwin.
Hard to argue.
No, nothing, Raps. No. Just well done, Simon Goodwin.
Well, you looked like you were throwing to something, but nothing happened.
Yeah.
You haven't sent anything up.
258 votes, Jim. Luke Beveridge, second, 193 yes. votes. So yes. there you go. And then Leon Cameron deserved that at third. Yes. What about the assistant coach of the year?
We'll go on.
Luke Power. Mm. He's at Carlton. About the only one left at Carlton, or is he gone? Mm-hmm. Troy Chaplin at the Melbourne Demons and Don Pike at Sydney there. So well done to those boys.
Yes.
What about Zachy Merritt? Won the his third Crichton medal, the best yes. and fairest at Essendon.
With had magnificent season.
420 votes, Jim. Now, this is what is interesting, my friend. 420 votes. Second was Darcy Parrish with 339. So that's that is 60, 80 votes, okay? But then on Brownlow night, Darcy Parrish gets 26 votes, equal fifth, and Zach Merritt only gets 20 votes. So the umpires or the Essendon selectors see things differently there, don't they?
They do, Bill. That would be pretty obvious with that, yeah.
Well, it's interesting how it works at clubs and umpires. Will Snelling, well done to him. He was third, Jimmy Boy. What else we got? We got the assistant coaches. Robert Harvey has joined Hawthorn.
Saw that.
So not a bad. So at Hawthorn at the minute, they've got David Hale has come back.
Yes.
Adrian Hickmont and new head of development Andy Collins, Jim. So how good's that with Sammy Mitchell? That's yes. not a bad little team he's got together there.
A very good team, Bill.
Yeah. What about Carlton? Sam Presky Seaton. Petresky Seaton, Jim. Sam Petresky Seaton. Hard to say.
No, not really.
He wants a trade to the West Coast Eagles. He was pick yes. six, so they're going to have to do yep. something there. That'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Melbourne Storm, what about this? They're a great club. We know that.
League.
You know what they're going to do next year, Jim?
What?
Provide 23,000 of its Victorian members with free membership next year, 2022.
Because they haven't been able to watch any games.
For the last 2 years. I think there's been five games back here yeah. at their home in the last 2 years, 2021. So they've said to 23,000 members, you get a free membership next year.
I like that. We're a very, very well-run organisation, the Melbourne Storm. I'm going to say something obvious here, Fat.
What's that?
But sometimes the obvious just occurs to you.
Yeah.
Part of this function that we all attended this morning, I had to do a panel with a few people, and one of them was Nick Natanui.
Nick Natanui.
And have a guess what he is.
He's big, a monster.
Oh, Bill, he is a big bastard.
Well, Jesus. That's obvious, Jim.
Of course it is, but when they're standing next to him, I'm just looking at him going, geez, he's a big bastard.
Is his hair making him bigger?
I don't know. He's just big, and not only tall, but big. You know what I mean? Big shoulders, big ass. Everything's big. He is a big man.
He's got a big
and a bone. Very. I tell you what else he is. A very nice man.
Do you have any good zingers?
No, it was a bit more formal, this one.
What did you go with?
It's not my style.
What did you go with?
The formal stuff. Still laid him in the aisles.
Oh, no. What did you go with? Something boring about just playing cricket in Adelaide Oval and some bloke's yelling out about you. What was it?
Oh, Bill, it was a 900 strong room about the grand final. Why would I be talking cricket?
Well, that's
dickhead.
All you know.
Oh,
that's all you played, and that's all you know.
Shut him up, Rabbits. Let's get to Andrew Embley. He's actually waiting outside the door here. We're going to get him in next.
Selfwealth.com.au. This is Triple M's Rush Hour Grand Final Week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big, saggy balls.
I go.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by one of the princes of Perth, Andrew Embley.
It's time to catch up with the Billy Brownless of Rush Hour WA.
As you know, Lock, I've got the three kids, right? Yep. So Autumn's 9, or actually she's 11.
But this man saved his best performance for the biggest stage in 2006.
The winner of the 2006 Goldsmith Medal, Andrew Embley of the West Coast Eagles.
Please welcome Andrew Embley.
No, Embers, great to see you in person live in the state of Western Australia.
JB, how are you, Bill?
Hey,
nice to
Embers.
Be here with you guys.
Great to be with you, of course, the Prince of Perth. Wow, I'm not sure about that. Now, Embers, I'm going to set up this magnificent yes. city of Melbourne, okay? It currently is 11 degrees, windy, cold, we're in lockdown, there's riots, there's demonstrations going on in the streets. You wouldn't know there's a grand final on.
and we've had an earthquake. What is going on? Tell us about Perth.
26 degrees, blue skies, heavy arnas and shorts at the moment over here at the moment, Bill. Unfortunately, we did hear what's going on your way, and we're thinking of you, but geez, over here is a total different story at the moment, JB.
I'm not giving him any thought. Mate. Sucked in, fat.
You know whose fault this is, Jim? Dan's. Dan's fault.
Oh, really? I've only been telling you that for two straight years.
I think it might be the continental drift and fault, by the
drift.
Way. That's what happens in earthquakes. I know you guys would know about that, but I'm blaming Dan on this one. So how good is that? Now tell us, Embers, what's it like? Because honestly, mate, we don't know there's a grand final happening.
It's been an incredible week, Billy. WA, as you know, we just love our football over here, and we've got one of the greatest stadiums in the world. We saw it lit up on the Dreamtime game, and it's just going to be such a wonderful spectacle come Saturday. And the momentum is just really starting to build. Everyone's around it at the moment. There's functions galore going on. Come Saturday, and I think the conditions are going to be 25 degrees, no breeze. Ooh. It's going to be a perfect night for football. It's just going to be massive for Western Australia.
Fat, I was in at Crown this morning at the big breakfast that they do over here, and the guy was telling me that both function rooms are booked out morning, lunch, and night for the rest of the week.
Oh, no. How good is that?
So, Bill, imagine all the coin you're missing out on.
Don't worry. I've got one.
How come
bucks.
You're not here anyway, Bill?
Because I wasn't allowed.
Unallowed.
No, $200 I got one for tonight down at the Commerce Centre or whatever it is in Geelong. Hey, Jim, I hear this morning there was a bit of roaming Brian.
Roaming, thank you, Brian. There was. Did a very nice job of it too. Just roamed around the room. He picked the chairman of Seven West Media off, the great Kerry Stokes. Had a chat to him. Good. The Premier.
Ooh.
He said, "You just asked the Premier about the stadium and about the surplus in the budget." So he had a crack
just
at him.
Amazing $6 billion surplus what over here.
What do you plan to spend that on? He did. He worked the room nicely. Julie Bishop. He knew. He was well versed, Brian.
Who told
him? He'd actually done a lot of research. Someone must have told him.
Exactly right. Hey, Embers, is there going to be any tagging in this grand final?
I don't think so, Bill. I think we just let it go. I think both sides, as you know, have got good midfielders and they play their own system. And I think if Melbourne can control the game, I think the conditions suit the way Melbourne play, that kick mark game and control it. But if the ball's on the ground, then the Bulldogs come and they come hard. So I think both sides are going to back themselves in. They both bat really deep through that midfield group. And the Ruckman Max Gawn outstanding on the weekend. And even Melbourne just to have the luxury of having Luke Jackson, second-year player, to be able to take control in the middle of the ground to allow Max to go forward is just a luxury that Melbourne have got.
So, Embers, help Bill out. What does it feel like to win a grand final? No, seriously, when you're playing in a granny, what does it feel like to actually win the thing?
From the church.
Well, you got to have teammates around you to play well, and you got to stand up yourself, Bill. So I think on grand final day this week, I think there's about eight players, I think, from the Bulldogs that played in 2016 that are still there. I think Jakey Lever's the only player at Melbourne to experience grand final taste anyway. So I think it's an opportunity for both sides. Melbourne, as we know, haven't won one since 64. It's going to be a wonderful game. They look, for mine at the moment, just the complete side. Their defenders are just outstanding. Got a great midfield. Got a forward line that kicks goals. And they are going to be hard to beat. But, geez, the Bulldogs were so impressive in that prelim.
Bill, what he said, the most important thing there was you've got to stand up yourself.
Yeah.
This is a Norm Smith medalist. So a player who was voted best on ground in a grand final.
Not against the Cats, or actually
didn't play the Cats. I played them in a prelim actually, and I think they beat us by about 80 points.
Yeah, and I think I kicked about 8. But speaking of that, no, well done, Norm Smith medalist 2006. Who wins the Norm Smith medal for 2021, Andrew Emberley?
Yeah, good question. I think there's so many players that can win it. I have said a couple of times, and I will go with it. I think Melbourne win. I think Christian Petrarca the Norm Smith medal. I think he elevates himself into a superstar by the end of the game.
The Raging Bull, I like it. I don't think it'll be number 10 for Melbourne, Bill.
Why?
Because they won't be able to fit it over his head. No, the Swede on the man is extraordinary, and then he's got a helmet on top of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they won't get that over. I'm with you. I think Petrarca is a superb talent. He's box office, Embers. People pay money to go and watch him, and he will have a big game.
Love seeing the best play well on grand final day. Judd's done it before. Ooh, Cousins and Kerr from a West Coast era. And
Cousy, speaking of which, Bill, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he is back in a big way over here in the West. He's attending functions, shaking hands. He's everywhere.
Well, we saw him at the Brownlow, which was fantastic. Actually, a lot of people did like it. Some didn't like it. But it's good to see him back, Embers.
Yeah, really good. I've done a couple of functions with him and got him doing a function on Friday for Triple M as well, and then another one on Saturday at the Camfield too. So great to see him back in a really good place at the moment. He understands the importance of the football environment, and I think he's really missed it. And yes, he's had some challenging times, but I can assure you the functions that I have done with him, he's almost like the prodigal son. When he comes back, the people just love him. They're ready for him, and he's got a great story to tell. So I think this weekend will be really, really good for him to get himself back out there.
All right, Fat. Anything else we've got for the superstar here?
So you're going Melbourne, you're going Petrarca, and let's get a first goaler.
Oh, first goal. Let's go, maybe go with the Bulldogs. Let's go Aaron Norton, first goal.
Aaron.
Yeah, the mullet boy.
I think it's
the boy
Aaron.
From Perth.
You're telling someone else how to talk.
But anyway, hey, where's Lockie? Where's the mainstay of your show over there, the Rush Hour? How's Lockie going?
Lockie, he doesn't like you.
He's cracked the shits.
Yeah, he's cracked the craps.
He said, Bill can get stuffed. He doesn't even know who I am. He gives me no respect.
Well, we got the same barber.
I think you mentioned last time on the rub that a function with Lockie Reed and Damien Barrett. I'll tell you what, buy your tickets to that one. That would be a really good event to go to.
Mate, I'm having trouble sleeping, so just tell me when they're on.
Sucked in, Fat. We're here and you're not.
Yes. Well done, Embers. Thank you very much.
Good on you, boys. Good to rush out. Enjoy JB and Bill. Hamish Blake joining us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities. Write that down, please.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, and we are joined by Radio Royalty and Melbourne Nuffy, Hamish Blake.
Our next guest has tried everything to get into WA to watch his beloved Demons in Saturday's grand final.
Is it the Department of Transport, WA?
Or is it the Premier's office?
You get it, is that Optus Stadium? G'day, it's Maxi Gorn here, captain of the Melbourne Footy Club.
But Mark McGowan has shut the borders tighter than those two Lego pieces you can never break apart. Please welcome radio and TV superstar, Hamish Blake.
Oh, Haim, how can you not get into Perth when you're your level of celebrity?
It's what it's come to, Jamie. You need to be, I was told very sternly by the West Australian authorities, you need to be James Brayshaw level or higher. And I added up all my points. It's sort of like when you have to have 100 points of ID at Cash Converters. I added up all my points for JB status and I'm barely in the 40s. So I'm out.
Well, Eddie couldn't get in and David Koch, but Jim and Brian somehow find their way there, which is unbelievable. Hamish, we'll just stay here in Melbourne and put up with the earthquakes. Now, how are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm pumped. It still feels very surreal. It feels really, even just watching TV last night and you see the ad come on for the grand final, and like, you know, this Saturday, the grand final, the Melbourne Demons, I'm not used to it. I'm just not used to seeing the D's in the grand final. So for that, it's just so much fun this week, and no reason not to be confident. I mean, the guys are flying. I think it's going to be a cracker of a game.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jim, I've been doing some digging, and we did a bit of digging with the All-Ireland Grand Final, and Mayo, they haven't won since 1951 with their curse, Jim.
Yes.
So I did a bit of digging. Have you know much about the Norm Smith curse, Jim?
I told you about it, Bill.
Jim, that sounds about right.
Shut up. We'll cut that out, right? Because I've done all this. So I come up with
exactly. It sounds exactly right for
so
this show.
So what happened, Hamish? Have a listen up, Hamish.
Oh no.
So this has hung over the Melbourne Footy Club since he was sacked in 1965, the year after the Demons last won the flag.
Yeah.
Smith had led Melbourne to 6 premierships and 2 other grand finals in 11 straight finals appearances. And they have a poor year in 65. They sack him. And there you have it, the curse of Norm Smith, my friend.
Wow. I mean, and I know it's a long shot, but should we rehire him as a club just before Saturday, even if he's in no fit state to be a physio or whatever job we give him? I think it'd be a nice gesture to rehire him.
Hey, Haim, no, he's not here anymore. Oh, the great man.
I took a gamble on if he played 11 seasons and he retired in 65, I reckon it might be over.
Yes. Haim, I vividly remember you coming in to do the footy show with us years ago, and this is just highlights how passionate a Melbourne supporter you are. We were sitting out in the green room, so we were off air, obviously, and you just turned around to Gary, who, of course, was a legend of Melbourne, and you looked at him and said, "Gary, what's wrong with us?" I could see the desperation in your eyes at that point. So you have been a long-suffering Melbourne supporter.
I've been there, and I think, I mean, it was very beautiful watching Gary, I think, after the Geelong game, after the prelim.
Yes.
And I reckon he'd probably been asking the question. He felt it more than me being a past great. And I reckon that's all the emotion we saw coming to the surface for the prelim. So, mate, it feels unreal. I'm wrapped for the team. I think everybody, you know, even if you're not a D supporter, I think there's a good amount of that about with everyone just going, you can tell the amount of work that they've put in. I think it's clear that they're obviously having a lot of fun and there's a great vibe in the team. So, I just hope that goes to the next level for him.
Well, that vibe comes from your mate, Maxi Gawn. I know you're very tight, and he has got a big smile on his face, and he's driving that vibe.
He does. And look, you know, I'm great mates with Maxi, so I think he's a terrific human, but I do think he's a terrific captain too. I mean, I'm not, that's not a radical thing to say. I know he's the All-Australian captain. not the only person that thinks it. But I think it's been awesome to see, you know, him come into his own as the captain, and to just from an energy level too, to steer the ship. I just feel like everyone's having a lot of fun doing what they're doing, and I reckon that just bounces off the screen when you watch them play.
Spot on. I saw that. Like, you know, he's high-fiving blokes. They ran out onto the ground and they were just enjoying themselves. So well done there, Maxi. Where are you going to watch it, and what are you going to do up there in Sydney?
Yeah, well, it's a bit funny up in Sydney. We've got the picnic rule has come in recently, which is exciting. I've already had a few nighttime picnics with mates in the park, and so my little boy is 7, and he's excited. We've tried to watch a few games. We tried to watch the final round of the season. You know, again, the Cats game said, "Come on, stay up.
Yep.
Do you want to stay up?" You know, it wasn't going great for the D's, and he fell asleep at halftime. Then was woken by his dad as Maxi went to the gospel siren, to the point where the next day he said to me, he goes, "Dad, did you wake me up to watch Maxi kick a goal?" I said, "Because I felt like that was a dream." And I went, it was better than a dream, mate. It was once in a lifetime. So here's the plan. We'll have the lounge room decked out. We'll be watching it on the couch. If the eyelids start to droop on Sonny, and if it gets to halftime and I've lost him and he's fallen asleep, I've also got a mate about 10 minutes drive away who's having an outside picnic with 5 fully vaccinated adults, a nighttime picnic. And I've got that as a backup at halftime if I need amigos to watch the last half with.
Look, I hope it goes really well for you, mate. As I say, you've been a long-suffering but very passionate Melbourne fan. I hope you have a great day and night, and that you don't have to wake a young bloke up because you might have the game won by then.
Exactly. We're going to love it either way. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate. By the way, Hamish and Andy have the #1 podcast in Australia and the #8 podcast with the Remembering Project. So that's 2 in the top 10.
What are we?
13th?
I think you round out the top 20. We'll see each other in the finals.
Hey, well done, mate. And the 100's going well, so good work.
Oh, no, thanks, man. I'm really loving it. It takes it out of me, but I give it my best every week.
You can grab both those podcasts on the Listener app as well. It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
For selfwealth.com.au, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Beans Brownless. Tomorrow, Xavier Ellis is going to join us, a hump day grand final quiz and an idiot song.
Yeah, we had too much on today, so we had to move the hump day quiz. And Jim, are you going to tell the people, the Rush Hour fans, what's going on with your good self?
Yep, I'm finished tomorrow.
Oh, Jim.
Yep, can't do it anymore.
Why?
Well, because you have got worse, and I never thought that I could even say those words. So I've cracked it. Tomorrow's my last show. I'm out.
Which is true. So you're going to leave me with me.
Yep, that's it. And who are you gonna bring in next week?
Well, there's some young boys in the stable that just need to learn a bit of radio craft, Jim. So really? I think Joe Montagna will come up first.
Very good.
And he'll just learn from old Anthony William. He'll just sit back and learn how it's done, Jim.
Oh, my God.
The old crafter.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't host.
No.
Because you're the worst ever.
Actually, I rate myself. Probably.
Yeah, you do, and that's what makes it even worse.
Probably a bit too much.
Yep, that's it.
All right, we'll talk about you tomorrow, all right?
A joke?
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
5.8 on the Richter scale it was, that earthquake.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah,
you
I know, I'm just Billy. Padding while I try and find something.
Oh, yeah, find a joke.
Oh, this is a funny, funny little one. So Mickey went to the doctor, Jim. The doctor said, so you want a divorce from Minnie because she's a bit silly? No, I said, she's f-ing goofy.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. This is why I'm finishing tomorrow. I can't listen to this shit anymore.
Jim. The doctor thought that Minnie
had just stop him, but turn him off. Rabs?
No, he's off. He's off, actually.
Oh, old September Brownless. Oh, bins. That joke was bin juice.
He's giving up.
He's off.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.